This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves for Saturday, October 10th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Andrea Sears at Public News Service has this report about wind power in New York State.
Climate activists say the answer to global climate change is blowing in the wind right off New York's shores. Governor Andrew Cuomo Thursday announced a four-point plan to fight climate change, but Mark Dunley, chair of the Green Education and Legal Fund, says the governor has overlooked a report that outlines how the state could get all its power from renewable sources in just 15 years.
And that envisioned that 40% of the power would come from offshore wind. And there have been a number of studies showing that that's more than feasible.
Renewable energy advocates want the governor to commit the state to a long-term contract to purchase 5,000 megawatts of offshore wind power by 2025 and double that by 2030. According to Dunley, the potential for offshore power here is huge.
Long Island, New York City, is the gold mine for offshore wind. University of Delaware believes that we could develop about 23 gigawatts of power.
That University of Delaware report criticized the U.S. for failing to develop offshore power, saying it's essential for avoiding the worst effects of climate change. Currently, there's only one small offshore wind installation on the East Coast. Dunley says a large project here would also have a big economic impact.
The first big one is going to attract the shipping and the factories that are needed, and that will control the development of offshore wind along the East Coast, and you're talking hundreds of thousands of jobs potentially.
The Green Education Legal Fund supports some of Cuomo's plan to combat climate change, but says the plan still depends too much on fossil fuels when there are better alternatives. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
In Radio Roundup, WAMC's Fall Pledge Drive continues on air until October 15th. As of October 9th, they had raised over three-quarters of their $1 million goal. WGXC's Dead Air October Pledge Drive begins October 15th and runs through October 30th with a $15,000 goal and a Halloween theme this year. The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival presents Suspense Halloween Radio at the Boscobel Mansion in Garrison, New York, October 28th through 31st and November 4th through 8th. Adaptations of the Lucille Fletcher radio dramas The Hitchhiker and Sorry Wrong Number will be directed by Mike Donahue there. Find tickets online through the link at newsroom.wgxc.org. Today is Saturday, October 10th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 56 and a low around 38. Sunday should also be sunny with a high near 66 and a low around 47, and Monday should be sunny with a high near 69. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.